Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ted Lepsia. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Sullivan. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Frank Sullivan. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting second. The first baseman, Wayne Bilardi. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frank House. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a pop-up towards third. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a pop-up towards short. Bridwesser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House takes first base on ball four. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 1 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Bilardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to second. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tuttle. White reaches second base with a double. Gurnett scores. Jensen goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Button reaches second base with a double. White scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall is walked intentionally. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 2 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Button scores. Pearsall moves to third. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Duke Moss now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall scores. Klaus moves to third. Williams moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boone fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a pop-up towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. House hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0-for-2 in the game. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to third. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser fields it and throws to second for the out. Lepsio scores. One out. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Button moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0-for-1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett catches it and steps on first to double up Tuttle. Two outs. Jim Small pinch hits for Duke Moss. Jim Small is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Small hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Walt Masterson now pitching. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards first. Bilardi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bilardi scoops it up and throws to first, with Masterson covering, for the out. Gurnett moves to second. 2 outs. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gurnett moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Daly now catching. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bilardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jensen. Maxwell reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. House hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Maxwell scores. Boone moves to second. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing right field. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Button reaches second base with a double. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan bunts towards the mound. Masterson fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to third. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridewesser fields it, throws to first for 1, and the throw to the plate, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Jim Bridewesser. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. 1 out. Earl Torgerson pinch hits for Walt Masterson. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to second. Two outs. Wayne Bilardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilardi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bilardi hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Buddy Hicks now playing shortstop. Al Aber now pitching. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bilardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Jensen hits a line drive into right field. Kennedy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kennedy. Stevens scores. Gurnett goes all the way around to score. Jensen moves to second. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jensen scores. It's 9-2, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lepsio moves to second. Jim Brady now pitching. Frank Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 2 in the game. Sullivan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. he's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 10-2, Red Sox. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-2, Red Sox. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0 for 1 in the game. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. House hits a line drive towards first. Gurnett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buddy Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. J.W. Porter pinch hits for Jim Brady. J.W. Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.